Listening there to the beautiful, beautiful renditions of Bach by Zuhl Bailey. And we'll be talking about Zuhl as well here in just a moment. The Juno Jazz and Classics Festival is going to get underway next week with a full lineup of great musicians and, of course, great music. It's a simple recipe, and two of the cooks in the kitchen, so to speak, are here. Sandy Fortier is here, director of the Juno Jazz and Classics, along with her operations assistant, Rachel Disney. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. It's really nice to hear, of course, Zuhl Bailey. I mean, it's amazing. It's kind of amazing we get to hear Zuhl Bailey play all the time.
I know.
What is going on? It's just so cool. He just decided that this is a beautiful part of the world that he wants to spend time in. And yeah, as a result, we get to hear this world-class musician.
Right. Grammy Award-winning.
More than we deserve, yeah. I think. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I agree. And I never get sick of hearing him. He's been coming up to play in Juno in the fall for more than 10 years. Every fall.
Yeah, I was going to say even 15 or, yeah, yeah. Such a, you know, long, been a real mainstay here.
He has, yeah. Yeah. And he's, you know, he was our artistic director in Sitka.
In Sitka as well,
and
yeah.
And he just loves Alaska. And so he wants to spend even more time here.
That's really cool.
And then he comes here. And yeah, we love having him because he plays all over town.
So since we're talking about Zuhl, let's just keep talking about Zuhl first. His role in this upcoming festival, tell me a little bit about the stuff that he's going to be doing.
Yeah. So he's our artistic director. So he picked all these great artists we're about to.
This is Zuhl Bailey curated.
That's
festival.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Some of these artists I think he went to Juilliard with,
and
he plays all over the world with all these musicians. You've heard of that,
yeah.
Juilliard. So, yeah, I mean, Matt Herskowitz and Shelley Watson, I think, went to Juilliard with him.
Is there, when you it's a curated, is there sort of a theme? Is there some thematic thing running through the music, or is it just a wide variety?
We go for a wide variety because we want to reach as many people as we can with live music in Juno, because we don't get that very much, especially with professional music. And so we bring
that's
that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a wide variety. We always try to get a little jazz, get a little classical, and in the spring we always give some blues. And then we just add other, whatever is crazy that we think Juno would like. So it's a little bit of a formula.
Is there sort of a featured artist for this festival, or tell me about that?
Yeah, we have a big festival finale, and that one is Simply Three. That's our artist Saturday.
Tell me, we'll get a little bit of Simply Three queued up here. We can play some, but tell me, how would you describe it to someone who's never heard of Simply Three or never experienced what they do?
I don't know if they would like me saying this, but have you heard, hopefully they will, have you heard of the Piano Guys?
I haven't heard of the Piano Guys.
Oh, okay. All right, so they take, not
should
pianos.
I have heard of the Piano Guys?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, they're not like guys that move pianos.
No.
No, like that's what
they mash up pop songs and classical music into pieces. So that's what Simply Three does too. And so the music that you hear on the radio, like, they play it on a string trio, violin, cello, and bass. It's like a rock show with string trio.
Wow, it's really fun.
That sounds really cool.
I'm trying to get us some lasers. I'm trying to get us, like, fog machines. I'm really hoping we can make this happen.
I can't recommend fog machines enough. As a person that used to throw a lot of parties when I used to be the music director or the program director over at KXLL, our sister station here, and we used to throw parties a lot. Fog machine can make or break a party.
The atmosphere.
It is amazing.
If you're a fog machine expert, I need to talk to you after this.
Well, here's the secret. Steal Perseverance Theater's fog machine.
Okay, we'll be making some phone calls then.
I mean, don't
after
steal
this.
It. Work it out with them. But yeah. they have got the killer fog machine.
Good
at the
know.
Time, they had just done a Christmas Carol. There's so many scenes of the ghosts of Christmas past and fog. So they had it down, and that thing was working like a cannon. It was great. Oh, made a rave just happen. I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe we should be passing out glow sticks on the way into the door.
Why not? I mean, that's not going to not be fun.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of our other show. It's,
I love it. Well, let's sample a little bit of this. This is Simply Three. And as you say, they kind of mash up a little bit of what we kind of know of as popular music. And they kind of put it into a classical format using classical instruments. This is Chasing Cars here from Simply Three. Well, that was just a trick there. I was just, sorry, guys. I pushed the wrong button. So that was Zool Bailey. That was
not quite as popular as we may have thought.
That was not popular music. That was Bach.
It used to be popular music back in the day.
So let's instead go to this button here, which I'm now going to push. Sorry about that. But this is Simply Three, and this is a cut called Chasing Cars. Did our research and figured out that Snow Patrol doing Chasing Cars. That's what you would normally hear, but that is Simply Three doing their interpretation of that really popular pop song that was out, I don't know, a couple years ago, 10 years ago, something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
Contemporary.
I think now that we're talking about Simply Three, I think today they're dropping a new song on YouTube. Because they're coming out with a new album, so hopefully we'll get to learn more about that
next
week. Maybe they'll even play some of their songs for us.
That's cool. I like it.
They have millions of views and subscribers on YouTube, so it's kind of where they hang out.
Yeah. And I wonder, are they big on TikTok, YouTube? All that must be kind of all that stuff, right?
Yeah, mostly YouTube. They have really great music videos, like really professionally done.
That's
and they
cool.
have a lot of original stuff, too. They don't just do the pop covers, so and a lot of their original stuff is really good, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. YouTube and these other channels are a way that musicians are able to monetize their performances, you know, especially with the pandemic stuff. But even without that, there's ads that are happening, that kind of thing, or there's other ways that they can get paid. But you generate this audience on YouTube, and it can generate some money. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'm sure it does. Their videos have, I don't know, 30 million views.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. And the cool thing about Simply Three is the JAM students, Juno Alaska Music Matters, that play in the schools, those teachers play Simply Three for them all the time because it's a great way to inspire kids to want to play a string instrument. Like, look, you can play this song that you've heard on the radio. And now they're coming here and they're going to coach those students. And then those students are going to open for Simply Three. It's just this great circle thing that we've got going here.
You know what's really cool is the way that they handle the rhythm section of these songs. Like the percussion and rhythm is happening in the background with the kind of bassier instruments.
Yeah.
And then the violins covering the melody. I mean, it's just interesting how they decide to score it. You know, they must listen, score. It's a real process. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't just pick up their instruments and go, okay, let's just jam on this. You know, they must really have to think out in the way any classical musician would have to think out their music.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you can pick their brain next week when they're here in town.
Well, I don't know enough. But I do think it's really cool. And, you know, I'm in that same – I would put myself in that same kind of category as someone who's a neophyte, unsophisticated about listening to classical music. But it sure is interesting to hear what these instruments can do with songs that I'm maybe more familiar with.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really cool. All right, well, that's Simply Three. They sound really fascinating. When are they playing? They have a few different times?
They're doing our festival finale on next Saturday on the 24th. They'll be at JDHS, 7 p.m. Come on out and see them. And like Sandy said, jam's going to be opening for them, so the students will play, and then they're going to take over. It'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's really cool. And then are they part of the folks that are doing workshops and things like that through the week?
So Simply Three will be doing workshops for the jam students, and then we have Shelley Watson, Zool Bailey, and Laura St. John will be going in and doing assemblies and coaching some of the students in the middle and high schools also.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's really great. I mean, that's such a neat thing, an important thing about the festival is it's not just this opportunity for us to go listen, but then the artists are all so committed to working with musicians and children and, you know, and kind of just letting people understand the process, what they go through. It seems unusual to me that that's what happens. Maybe that's what happens at other music festivals too, but
no, not nearly at this scale. I'd say we have more outreach than we do actual concerts usually.
Right. It does seem like. I mean, I'm sure your time is spent so much on coordinating those things, I'm sure.
Yeah. And that's why we keep the ticket sales as low as possible, but that goes toward infusing these artists into the community for the week.
These ticket sales are low.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. These are low.
They're low. Especially if you look up what you
look
pay
up
down
what
south
you pay down
them.
South. Right. Yeah. Plus the plane ticket that does.
That too.
But so I think, you know, when you look at the price of these tickets going, what are they, up to $60? $60. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the high tickets. But
right.
Anyway.
Right. And Simply Three this time, we're busing in all the fourth graders from all over the district to JDHS, and they're going to play a special concert for them. So we do things like that, and it's hard to get the word out about that. But, I mean, that's the stuff. I love the concerts. I love it. I hope everybody comes because they're really special. But as a former music teacher, I'm just glad that we can go do all that.
But that's also the stuff that the musicians themselves, I think, really remember about this concert series, unlike others that they've been to.
For sure.
That connection that happens is special.
Yeah, they always want to come back because they feel like they're part of Juno. But yeah. Juno's really welcoming.
Especially if they hit good weather.
Right.
I know.
Then they really want to come back. They're not so good weather. It's like, well, yeah, maybe in a couple of years.
Yeah, last September, it was that storm that caused a blackout during someone's concert. They haven't asked to come back, but...
They got real Juno, though.
We'll give them time. They'll recover. They'll be all right. Okay, so that's Simply Three. So let's talk about you guys pick. Who's the next band or person you want to talk about?
Well, let's go back to Zool a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be doing a pop-up concert. He's going to kind of open the week with a cool little pop-up concert at Kindred Post on Monday. He flies in that day, he gets a couple hours to rest, and then we're sending him right out into the community to play at Kindred Post to just kind of give the people a teaser of what's going to be coming this week. So that'll be really fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's an energizer bunny. We're happy
and then and being able to see him in a small space like at Kindred Post, that's such a special thing to be that close.
Right.
Yeah. Well, normally you're just, you know, you're separated by a stage and, you know, have to be because so many people want to see these incredible performers. But that's a really cool thing to be able to sit right there in the same room and just watch. I've gotten to do that in the studio, which has been amazing. I've always felt like that's so special when he comes in and he just plays and it's like, how do you do that? But anyway,
I don't say that to him, you know. Impersonal.
One thing about Zool I noticed is he... And other artists, but especially Zool, is he like breathes with the music. And when you're up close, you can just kind of see how the whole body goes with the instrument. And yeah, he's I think it's inspiring.
It feels like he's not thinking, he's just feeling it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, obviously great musicians, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
It's a whole sensational experience, which is one reason why I love live music. Like, I love listening to classical music on the radio. I've been listening to it while I've been getting ready for the festival. But something about having it in front of me in person, I get to hear it. I get to feel it on my skin. I get to see the musicians in front of me. It's something really special. And to be able to do that with somebody like Zul, who, like you said, is literally right in front of you, you get to see the vibration on the strings. And it's really amazing.
Well, that's really interesting you say that, because, you know, that it is a real thing, isn't it? It's an acoustic experience.
Yeah,
it's, you know, and you see, you know, you get the power of these instruments when, you know, when you're close to these instruments, they're loud.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really amazing because it's just a cheap piece of wood and strings. But like
there's sound, there's waves coming off of it. You can feel it.
And he plays a beautiful instrument, or has many. But I know that he has a few that are, you know, considered incredible instruments. So that's really cool too. Well, anyway, okay, so I've digressed, but that's really cool. So anything else about what Zul's up to that we should know about? Is he's
playing a recital next Thursday, and the other cool thing is that he just came out with this limited edition LP, and we got 5 of them. We've sold one already, and so he's gonna
pressed
them.
Vinyl LP.
Cool. And it's recorded in, you know, 5000 HD. I don't really know. So it's really good. Right. And we've got 5 of those. We have 4 left. He's going to sign them. So he's kind of just doing a tour.
That's neat. Yeah. And that's brand new. Is that of a specific, is that Bach or is that of a specific?
Oh, yeah. It's his Bach cello suites.
It's his Bach cello suites.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's just so famous for them.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so, that's cool.
And then
okay.
Zul might pop
and he's
up
playing
throughout
Chapel by the Lake. Is that the kind of the main concert for him? Is Chapel by the Lake? That's on the 22nd.
Right.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So, and that program he's playing, he's going to record for his next CD. So you're going to get a little sneak peek.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
So
very cool.
Fun.
Okay. Who else should we talk about?
So we have Matt Herskowitz coming.
Okay.
And he's a pianist. Talk about seeing people in person. I love watching pianists in person because their fingers and their hands, how do they do that? But especially Matt, because he just plays these awesome jazz licks all the time. He's here all week. He's classically trained and he knows jazz too. So he's doing jazz music and classical throughout the week. He starts off on Monday playing at Putting on the Ritz. And Putting on the Ritz is half classical, half jazz.
Okay, cool. Now, we have one. Now that you say that, and actually speaking of Zul and his work with Bach, we have one of the most popular tracks on Spotify of Matt Herskowitz is Bach a la Jazz.
Let's do
I think that sounds like, if I hit the right button this time, let's listen to that one. That sounds pretty cool. This is Matt Herskowitz. Bach there,
exactly.
Kind of, right? Matt Herskowitz.
Takes Bach's little piece and then makes it jazzy and turns it into a whole song.
Yeah, that was really cool. So that's just a sampling of the types of things that he might perform for us, and that's very cool. And so that one's on the 20th, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jazz at the Jack's on the 20th.
Okay. And the Jack. Great. Get jazz going in the Jack there. And
it's
cool.
A good venue for that. And it sounds good. Jazz at the Jack. So.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's really cool. So that's Matt Herskowitz. And then who are some of the other performers? Let's talk about a few more.
Well, Matt will also be playing with Shelley Watson on Wednesday for Life is a Cabaret. He's going to be her pianist. And she's going to be at the Crystal Saloon, and she is just a riot. She's so much fun, and she does all kinds of things. She'll have three performances next week, Life is Cabaret on Wednesday, and then she's doing All of Me on Friday, which will be a little bit more, let's say...
Spicy.
Spicy is a good word for it, yeah.
A little body.
We have a late night show for it.
So. Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to having Shelley here in town.
I always kind of think of, you know, when Bette Midler was first, like, happening, that's the kind of stuff. Do you remember? You don't remember that.
I
remember. And she was, like, the Divine Miss M, and she was, like, doing these amazing things, and she was so hilarious but had the pipes that were incredible, right? And that's the sort of mix that is really a winner.
Yeah, and Shelley does, too. She was trained at Juilliard, and she's an opera singer originally, and so, but then she loves to do pop and rap and comedy and show tunes and everything.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah, I think she likes to show people that all these kinds of music, whether or not you listen to them or not, they're all kind of related, and they can be interesting. And so
they'll have value.
They do.
Right, yeah.
And so if
you
only listen to rap, and you come because you hear Shelley's rap, and you're going to get a little jazzy and go, oh, yeah.
Sure.
So that's what, she's amazing. We did present her virtually in 2020. I don't know if anyone tuned in, but she was live, and I was texting her people's names from the Juno community
as they
donated to Jazz and Classics, and she would sing them into her songs or incorporate these people into her bits.
That's great.
And she makes her own costumes. I mean, yeah, she's her own special brand, so she's here next week.
Very cool. Okay, who else is coming?
And then we just have one last person to talk about, which is Lara St. John.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We've got a little of her music lined up as well.
Okay.
And is she going to play with Matt? She's also going to play with Matt. Okay.
Yeah, she plays with Matt. They're going to open the festival with Puttin' on the Ritz.
Okay. And is she more classic trained and doing classic music, or does she mix it up too?
She mixes it up. Yeah. She's classically trained too. She went to the Curtis Institute, another big music school. And but she has learned jazz too. She studied over in Russia and kind of got like that folk music background. And so she just mashes everything together too.
Well, I've got one queued up here called Variations on Dark Eyes by Lara St. John. Let's take a listen to that one. Wow, really beautiful stuff there. Lara St. John, who's also... Oh, here it comes. Oh, it's getting a little spicy.
There we go.
Almost like a gypsy music kind of a thing or something?
Yes,
okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's really into that.
Yeah, that Eastern kind of Eastern Europe traditions. Right. Very cool.
Yeah. So she and Matt Herskowitz have recorded a lot of albums together, and she is really fun to watch in person. She's just a big personality, and she has such a stage presence. And so she'll be playing at Putting on the Ritz on Monday, and the first half she's going to play a full sonata. So we listened to just a little bit of that piece, but classical music, you have to listen because they start off, they like trick you, and then they're like, oh, okay, and then let me show you what else I can do. So she's going to do that the first half. And we'll have our food, and then we get dessert at intermission, and then we have our drinks, and then she's going to do some jazz.
And it's like the only time we get to see her next week, too, is Monday. So.
Oh, okay, so she's here Monday, and then she's out.
Yeah, she'll do some school visits, a few school visits on Tuesday, but, yeah, this is her only show to the public.
Yeah, so she just had a brief time to be able to be here.
Right,
Okay, so that's very cool. So that's going to be Putting on the Ritz. So that sounds like something not to miss. I mean, Putting on the Ritz, that sounds like a blast. What you just described sounded really fun, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else you want to talk about as far as what's going on?
Well, can I offer a discount code?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I think so.
We're just talking about Putting on the Ritz. I really want everyone to come, and so I just am going to say for today only, though. So
today only.
Today only.
Because we got to finish up our planning. I just want people to come. So if you go to jazzandclassics.org and you want to go to Putting on the Ritz, when you get there to buy your ticket, put in the promo code ART50, A-R-T-50, and you'll get 50% off your ticket.
50% off?
Yep.
Whoa.
She's going crazy,
guys. She must be insane. Yep.
People keep trying to stop me, but I want people to come.
Well,
to
you're
this.
Right. It's so fun to have it packed out, right, yeah, and have lots of people come. And we've been waiting to feel like we can all get together and do that.
And we're going to have food there. And I'm not going to tell you what to wear. I'm not going to make you dress up. But if you ever wanted to dress up for an event in Juneau, this is your opportunity to put on your dress and your suit and come out and be fancy.
On a Monday night, like let's just change the rules here.
Maybe we make that a requirement of the discount code.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you use the discount code, it's an honor thing. But you gotta come dressed up.
You gotta put some glitter on.
Come on. Put on a tie, put on a glitter. Do it. All right. That sounds good. So ART50 discount code for if you go to Juneau Jazz and Classics. What's that website? Is there, or is it just Google Juneau Jazz and Classics? I guess.
Yeah, you
could
Google us, or jazzandclassics.org. You don't need the Juneau part.
Okay, jazzandclassics.org.
Yep.
Jazzandclassics.org, and then put in ART50 when you buy the Putting on the Ritz, and you'll get a 50% discount. That's a lot.
I know.
It's very generous.
Thank you. Yeah.
There's no reason it's not going to pack out now. It will.
I mean, the whole point of what we want to do is make sure that we make this accessible to everybody. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else to cover? And thanks so much. It was really fun to just kind of hang out and talk about a lot of this stuff. It's such a great event. And thank you to both of you for all the work you put in to make this event happen every year. It's just this great tradition that happens in Juneau. And it just feels like sometimes this time of year feels like, oh, no.
Winter,
it's rainy, and then Jazz and Classics breaks you through it and brings you, you know, kind of gets you bridges over to the kind of, well, then it really is October. But anyway.
And then we have Halloween.
But anyway, it is always a nice thing to look forward to at the beginning of fall. Jazz and Classics is happening, and it's such a fun time just to have new people come into town and have these great artists come into town, and then just all this energy around learning about music and of course listening to it.
And if we have one more minute, I do want to talk about volunteers, because as you talk about having the energy come in and making all of this happen, I really can't do it without the volunteers that we have. And we do still have a couple of spots open if anybody wants to volunteer, particularly on Thursday for the Virtuosity Classical Concert. We need help with muscle. And if you volunteer, you get into the show for free. But we're always looking to recruit people who want to be a part of the team all year long. We have projects happening even over the winter, and we can always use the help. So if you want to volunteer, come check us out at jazzandclassics.org.
Sounds great. Well, thanks for going through all this stuff with us, the whole menu, as it were, of this buffet of food. And it sounds like there's still so much going on, and all the stuff in the works is great. Volunteering, getting tickets, of course, Putting on the Ritz with ART50 as that discount code. It's all – you can find out about it at jazzandclassics.org. And Sandy Fortier and Rachel Disney, thanks so much from Juneau Jazz and Classics for coming in and talking to us about it.
Thank you.
Great. We'll see you next week.
All right. See you next week. Let's listen to a little bit more here of some Laura St. John as well.